Last time I was here, I was alone because my wife was staying in Germany, where I was staying since now for 3 years. So please, can you stand up and God the assembly? Thank you. So my name is Jonathan Kavusa Kivati, and my wife is Kaindo Kyakimwa. I was here last time, it was in 2021, and I was called by the church to be here and to preside at the destiny of our church for the coming 5 years. So I am happy to be with you this morning for the service, and I will be happy to share with you in Psalm 11. We have just read the chapter. Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked, fire and sulfur, and the scorching wind shall be the portion of the cup. Let's read also 7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. This is the word of God. So this morning I am called to share with you on this specific question in verse 3. When the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Brothers and sisters, we are living the world where foundations are destroyed. You know specific cases and examples of foundations which are destroyed. Moral destructions, ethical, physical, and so on. We don't know exactly when this specific book of Psalms 11 was written, but many writers of the Bible, they know, they say it was probably written in the time when Saul was hunting David. David was actually being chased in the wilderness. But we cannot be totally sure about it. But what we know is that this specific text was written at a time when David was in total desperation, a moment in which his enemy saw his wounds and advised him to flee like a bird in the mountain, to run away. But David was not agreeing with this idea, as he said, how can you ask to my soul to flee like a bird in the mountain? So in this book, in this chapter of Psalms 11, the friends of David, they are telling him something like the righteous are defeated and there is nothing that someone can do. And David is not agreeing with this specific idea. For David, when the foundations are destroyed, there is indeed something that the righteous can do. And the Psalms 11 states more than 4 or 3 things that the writers can do when the foundations are really destroyed. Verse 2 of this psalm says, David says in verse 1, in the Lord I take refuge. For David, when the foundations are destroyed, we have and we can find refuge in the Lord. We can trust the Lord. We can stand by the right view of God. What does God say about this specific situation. In these Psalms, David's response to this faithless advice of his friends is that I can indeed do something. And this one is to find refuge in the Lord. He knew that the Lord is the safest place to be. We have to have the radical trust in the Lord when everything are working against our values, our doctrines, our needs, our ways of pleasing the Lord. He said, you cannot ask me to flee like birds because I know I can trust the Lord. So no matter how well all his friends were, like they were intentioned to tell him maybe he had to flee because for his safety, maybe they were actually with good faith for him. They were giving him advice to flee and to run away to protect himself. But David said, no matter what is coming to me and against me, I can trust the Lord. When the foundations are destroyed, we are not going to flee like birds. We have to trust the Lord. He is our refuge. We will not try also to accommodate ourselves to find out what we can do as human beings, but to trust what the Lord can do through us in those trying times. When the world is accepting things which are against the will of God, we have to trust the Lord. The world in which we are living is changing some foundations to other foundations, and they are giving those foundations the most priority to trust and to be and to live by. In some of the places where I visited, some of the prostitutes, they call themselves social workers. But when you call them and you say, can you recommend this job to your daughter? They say, no, I cannot do that. But this is a normal job. I am a social worker. And you will find so many euphemisms of those kind of things. Like for the people who are now homosexuals, they call themselves gay. Gay is a very good word for happiness. We are gay, it means we are happy. From the French word, la gaieté, we are happy. And this is only euphemism to hide the true word of it, which is actually homosexuality. Why should we validating what the world is actually applying to our lives? When the foundations are destroyed, we can trust what the Lord said exactly about a specific question and matter in our life. We can stand by what the Lord said and be bold and say no when it is needed. We can say, this is not what the Lord wants. Brother Muhindo posted some months ago a book. It was a review of French book, but it was a translation of the book, The Power of a Positive No. This is a very good book written by William Ury. It's a very wonderful book that I can recommend you, and you can find it on Amazon or eBay. But this book is very good in terms of saying no when it is needed. But how should we say this no? It's about no, which is mean it's about no, it's about yes, no, yes, which means the first yes, you say yes to the values of yourself, your Christian values. What are your non-negotiable values? when you are asked to do something, you have your values. You said, no, this I cannot do. But actually, you are saying yes to your values. And then the second no is the no to what you don't believe. You just say no. You say no to the ideas that are going against what you believe. And then the yes, the last yes now, it's about saying yes to the relationship with the people who have proposed you a certain idea. This means that when you are saying no, you are not going against your relationship with people, but you are going against the ideas which are going against your values. It means that you can still be friends with people who are not sharing your ideas, but you can reaffirm what you believe and what you value for yourself. So this means that you are not actually called to accommodate, but to say no and yes when it is needed, in a specific situation. Should we flee like a bird when we are going through trying times? Yes, fleeing is not like a sin, because Jesus sometimes, he also escaped. But fleeing in this specific situation is losing faith in the Lord. When you flee without trusting the Lord, you are accommodating yourselves with foundations which are destroyed. Here, David is calling us to trust the Lord. Second thing in this specific text is about not fearing. David said, we look the wicked, they string the bow, they prepare everything to shoot us right in the heart. But we will not be discouraged. We know the Lord sees everything. We know the wicked are strong, but they are not as strong as our God. Saul tried to kill David, but he didn't. And later he sent his army against David, but he didn't. We know that we cannot fear anything, anywhere, because the Lord sees everything in which we are going through. The third thing is on verse 4. To the question now which is asked in the verse 3, David is, as he said, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? David responded, in other ways, he will not compromise, because, verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. Here David reaffirms the presence of the Lord. David meant God has not gone anywhere. This is David's way of saying God is everywhere. He is in his temple, he sits on his throne in heaven. There is hope, so we should not flee in the mountain. He is sovereign over the whole universe. I know that during the trying times, it does not look the same way. We just think like the Lord has gone. The Lord is not there. Why should we today like Goma be cut from Rutshuru because of the war? Why, where was God when people in Kishishe were killed? The massacre in Beni. You can ask all those questions and say, was God asleep when those things happened? Why God is leaving us today? Does he care about how life is becoming very expensive in Goma now because of the war which is going on in the region? When the advice of fears comes upon us, let us spend time in the presence of the Lord. Let's say The Lord is in his temple and he sits in heaven. His throne is not empty. The Lord sees everything. When we think about our problems, the advice of fear overwhelms us. But when we pray about our problems, when we spend time with the Lord, the answers of faith assures our hearts. So the Lord sits in his throne. He sees everything, and we can trust him. We can trust his deliverance. The Lord sides with those who side with him. Through the battles, we can think like the Lord has gone. He has gone. He is not with us. We are surrounded by our enemies, but the Lord, he is in his temple. The Lord is in heaven. He sits on the throne, and the wicked will not have the last word. This actually is proved by David. Although he went through all those problems, he was the one who went on the throne in Israel. So the wicked did not have the last word on David. So we can trust the Lord because the Lord, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he is the same. He is in his holy temple. Let me tell you that when this is written, if we say it's the time when David was being chased by Saul, the temple was not yet built. The temple was not yet there. But saying that the Lord is in his temple, that means for Israel, because the Lord said, I will put my name in the temple. I will be there. My presence will be in Jerusalem and in Judah and in the whole Israel, meaning that I will never, never abandon my people. So this means that we can trust the presence of the Lord, even though we don't understand anything. Everything are working together against us. Everything are in the red zone. Everything are not making sense. But we can be sure that the Lord's presence will never fail us. The Lord's presence is there. The Lord is in heaven. He is in control. And then when people ask questions, like when the foundations are destroyed, the writers can do something. They can trust the Lord. They can trust his presence. They can trust his deliverance. They can be with the Lord, because the Lord sees everything and he cares about us. May the Lord bless you. Amen.